still quite clear in the mind, because it was such a, you know, from going from predominantly reserve team football at Man United to first team, you know, environment, it was, there was a lot of new things going on. Really enjoyed it, being part of the first team and playing a lot of games, especially at a club like Preston. It was ideal for me, and only fond memories of the whole experience.
And it was a period in which Preston regularly competed for the playoffs, and in fact got to two playoff finals in that early part of the 2000s. And Billy Davis was the manager. What do you remember of him?
Yeah, again, you know, really positive stuff. Really enjoyed my time playing under him. Learned a lot as well. I was still a young lad, and he gave me a chance, really, and taught me a lot about first team football and especially Championship football. Had a lot of faith in me, and I think, you know, probably the Preston fans will appreciate what work he did there, because he did a top job.
And senior players at the time, anybody that sort of took you under their wing?
Quite a few, to be honest. You had Graham Alexander there, Chris Lucchetti. We had Creswell up front. Yeah, so there was a lot of experience in the team. Callum Davidson, yeah, Yul Mueni. There was a lot of experience. And yeah, Paul McKenna. These were top lads, top professionals. And it was a great experience for me to be sort of thrust into the middle of that, and learned a lot.
A lot of natural leaders there that you've mentioned as well, aren't they? Yeah. Not just good footballers, but good people.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a good time to be at the club, good environment, and you know, great for me as a young player to be learning off these guys. They, you know, they played a lot of league games.
Do you remember the Derby games against Burnley?
Yeah, I do. They were always, you know, a bit feisty, I think. As all derbies are, really, and I'm sure this will be another one on Saturday that will be really high energy. The crowd will give us that. You know, you'll be able to feel that from the stands. So we'll be up for it and looking forward to it.
Are you due a win? Because I think you've drawn your last three matches now.
Yeah, but football, you know, to quote what the gaffer always says, football doesn't owe you anything, which is exactly right. And we've got to make it happen. In the last three games, yeah, we've drawn them. We haven't been given anything. We've had to, you know, you have to grind out these points, and it'll be no different on Saturday. It'll be a tough game. We're going to, one, have to play well, and two, give a performance of high energy, because I know Preston will, you know, they play with high energy and they're a tough team. They've got a good manager.
I think too, I've seen a lot of Preston, I've seen a lot of Burnley this year, two very well organised teams. It could make for maybe not many chances perhaps on Saturday, that it could be few and far between, the number of opportunities, do you think?
Yeah, perhaps.
A bit tight, a bit
cagey. Could be. But we'll be looking to bring our usual game that we have at Turf Moor, and hopefully we can, you know, score a few goals, open them up. But as you said, it'll be a tough one, and we'll have to do all our jobs. That's the first thing, is to stay organised and work from our framework, and hopefully we'll get chances to score.
And how significant was that goal last week for Reuven Hennings, his first for the club?
Yeah, really significant. You know, for himself, probably confidence, obviously. And just for us as a team, it was a significant goal to get us back in the game. So, yeah, hopefully we can see a lot more from Reuven, as I feel that his standards in training have raised, and he's settled into life at Burnley now, so hopefully he can kick on.
What is his strength? Because you've had time to assess it. We saw the turn and the shot, the left-footed shot into the corner. What is it about him that has caught your eye?
I think he's got clever movement. He's got a good touch. And I think that if he gets a chance, his finishing is really good. He hasn't had too many chances since he's been here yet. But as you saw on Saturday, that in the box, if he, you know, can get a yard, then he's got a powerful left foot and he can take chances.
Just a shame that he wasn't able to revel in the glory of that moment, because he had to literally pick the ball up and run back to the halfway line. That was a bit unfortunate for him.
Yeah, you know, we gave him a few pats on the back in the changing room after. So he definitely got his fair amount of praise after.